I'm Maria Dudzek. I am joined in the studio by Lisha Kelly King and Marzette Ellis, and they're here to tell us about a international project that is Ketchikan's participating in, and it is called, I don't know if it's called this, but the theme is Before I Die, I Want To, and they're here to tell us more about that. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you.
Thanks. So explain, I guess, what is, I don't know if I'd call it exactly a project, I'm not sure what you would call it, maybe explain more of what exactly this is.
Lisha. Maria, what do you want to do before you die? What's some big thing that you want to do before you die?
We all have those little dreams. Okay, so we all have dreams, but I have a bunch, but one of my dreams is to sing the national anthem at a professional baseball game where it's also a Canadian team, so I can also sing O Canada.
Wow. That's a big dream.
Okay, we want that. We want that on our walls this weekend.
If anyone listening can help Maria realize that dream, give Maria a call or give me a call. Wowzer.
Oh,
that
Canada,
is great.
My home and native land.
Yes. I think you can do it.
Yes.
Well, you know what? Big dreams. We have big dreams. We have little dreams. We have, you know, long-term goals, short-term goals. But before I die, or, you know, you can call it a bucket list. It's been hijacked and called to be bucket list. I grew up with before I die, I want to blah, blah, blah. And then Jack Nicholson and Morgan Freeman did the bucket list, and now everybody has a bucket list. Anyway, so Before I Die started in about 2011, by a woman named Candy Chang, and she had a friend who was dying, and she thought, you know, there are all these things that we want to do before I die, and I bet lots of people have these dreams and they want to know. So she started with a little project, and now it's in how many, Marzette?
Gosh, over 36 countries 36 languages and 75 countries. It is a global public engagement art project that invites us to think of exactly what, you know, our goals are, what our dreams are, and to share them in public with our friends and neighbors.
So last year we are, you know what, I'm just going to put a plug in here for Courageous Conversations, which is our initiative, our project, our passion, Marzette and my passion. We grew out of hospice, and now we have Courageous Conversations. We do advanced healthcare planning workshops the second Saturday of every month at Rendezvous Senior Day Service at 10 o'clock. It's a drop-in. You don't have to make an appointment. Drop in from 10 to noon. We'll help you walk through five wishes and advanced healthcare directives. Interestingly, we focus on Alaska, but we've had people from Texas and from Missouri this summer that came in, and we looked up different things that just make sure that everything was cool with Texas and Missouri. Anyway, and then we also do Death Cafe, and we do that every other month. The next Death Cafe will be in September, and we will get that out as soon as we figure out what we're going to do. I think we're going to do a potluck in September, which is something we've never done. We also want to make sure that we thank KRBD for always supporting us. We have a grant from Ketchikan Community Foundation, which we are so grateful for, and we were so surprised that we got, but thank you so much for that. For the Before I Die walls, Madison's has helped us, Vigor has helped us, and the Vigor interns have been so supportive, and they actually built the walls. So that commercial out of the way, we're going to talk about Before I Die. So Before I Die, I want to all different kinds of things. You know, there's well-being, there's love, there's I want relationship, I want to make sure that my family loves me, I want to help others, I want to give money to others. You know, what's stopping you, man?
Yeah, I want to travel. In fact,
I want to travel.
Yes, there was a response on our Facebook post that a woman saw the wall in Juneau last year, and sure enough, the wall takes over about a 75-foot space along a sidewalk in Juneau, and it's a permanent installation. And last year, she wrote on the Juneau wall that before I die, I want to go to Africa. And sure enough, her post on our Facebook said, you know, I'm working this summer, I'm saving, I've made my tickets, I'm going to Africa in January. So she is very much in touch and acting upon things that she wants to do before she dies. And we want people to take a break and look at what's being shared and to, turn off that constant bombardment of technology and messages pinging in our ears and our eyes and promises on television of prescriptions, you know, guaranteeing that we're going to live forever and pain-free and comfort, and really focus on what's personally important to us, and to share that, and to, you know, share multiple dreams and ideas. And that's going to happen this Saturday at the Blueberry Arts Festival, all day.
I was going to say, and often they say it, once you write it down, then it makes you a little more committed, I guess, to following that. And you kind of put me on the spot, and that's what popped into my mind. I mean, that was odd that was what popped in my mind. But you might ponder for a while and go, yes, you know, what really, mm-hmm, what would I really like to do? So what does this wall, what will it look like?
How great big blackboards with Before I Die on it, and spaces for you to take some chalk and to write those down. Guess what else is really cool, Maria? You know what? I want to thank Kathleen Light especially, because we wanted to do this last year, and Kathleen was all excited, and she made space for us last year, and we just could not get our act together. And Kathleen Light would not let up on us about doing it this year, and so I really appreciate her commitment and her pushing us to do this year. Anyway, so what else is cool is that we have, Marzette has talked to other entities that's going to allow us to put the Before I Die walls up in their spots. So we have Tatsuta's is
going to host
a wall.
Yes.
Thank you so much to Tatsuta's. The library. Hoo-hoo, how about that?
Yeah, right,
and
at the entry.
And our friends Carl and Maria at Creek Street Cabaret are going to do that with us, too. So, and they have been our host for the last several Death Cafes. And so, you know, I think we all want to hear our dreams. And just as you said, if you write it down, you know, that's kind of a little bit of a commitment. I kind of a little bit of a commitment that I'm going to get this done. You know, so Marzette, before you die, what do you want to, what's going on with you?
Well, goodness. The one thing that I've been pondering and wanting to do for multiple years is to find the mother lode of chanterelles. I have fallen over logs. I have chased stories, and that's going to be one of my statements on these walls.
I bet someone could help you on that. A mushroomer,
oh,
no.
Oh, they're top secret. You don't share.
I don't know who might. So, and you, Lisa?
You know what? Before I die, I want to go to India. And so next year is my 65th birthday. And so next year, my 65th year, I will be going to India. And I am so looking forward to it. I went to India when I was a junior in college, and it changed my life. And so I'm ready to go back. I always thought I would go back before now. And, you know, oh, I don't have money. But, you know, you can collect pop bottles and pop cans and save some money.
Yeah.
It's so easy for me to spend money on something else and not do our dreams. You know, we are so stymied by our busy lives. We're so stuck in our busy lives that we don't take a breath. We don't think about, I want to spend more time with my grandchildren. Well, then go spend more time with your grandchildren, you know,
and take a break.
And if I am workaholic overachiever, and I know how hard it is to stop and say I want to do this and just go and do it. It is very hard for me to not be busy. Idle hands make the devil's mischief, and I bought that line hook, line and sinker. But in the last year, I've come to think, you know, I need to relax. We had this beautiful summer, and normally I would be so hyper and crazy and doing stuff. Man, I've spent a lot of time in a chaise lounge after work, and I've got the world's best tan just in Ketchikan, Alaska.
Yes, yes, she does. And you know what people will find, too, is they're going to pause when they see what else is written on the wall, and they're probably going to, you know, rethink their own thoughts and goals and rededicate themselves to their own. And it's going to be a really profound experience. We're going to be right on the corner of Grant in Maine, directly across from the police station. Can't be missed. We're going to be covered and cozy, and we have the greatest variety of chalk I have ever seen. Erasers. We want people to cover the boards. And Saturday night and Sunday, the boards will be divided up, like Leisha said, and moved to Tatsuta's, Crick Street Cabaret, and the library. And they'll be up for a week from Saturday night through Sunday, and we will be maintaining them, monitoring for any type of, say, over-the-top graffiti. That will be cleaned, and if they get covered as quickly as we think, we may wash them once, maybe twice during the week so that people can continue to fill them up.
And okay, and I'm sorry, we're going to say we're out of time.
Oh, well, heavens.
We're right toward the top of the hour.
We can talk about death all day long.
Yeah, so, so again, people can write their thoughts during the Blueberry Festival. You'll be there all day, I take it?
Absolutely.
And it sounds like an interesting project.
Yes.
And thank you so much for being here.
Thanks
you. Bring your dreams, everyone.